I'm Amy Holmes in All Week with John Hockenberry. Right now, we're going to check in on what we call Obama's war. July has been the deadliest month in the war in Afghanistan. Yesterday, we spoke to a reporter in Helmand Province in Camp Dwyer. Today, we hear from one of the helicopter pilots, U.S. Medevac helicopter pilot Jay Hanshaw, who actually flies these dangerous missions to scoop up injured Marines on the front line.
They fly through sand and they have to be repaired every couple of days. I remember that from yesterday.
Yeah, it's incredible. He joins us from Afghanistan. Jay, thank you so much for joining us. So first of all, have you been actively flying missions in the last day or two?
Yes, I have. The last couple of days, I've been on 6 missions with 18 different patients.
So, Jay, can you walk us through a typical mission? Once you have the injured Marine on board, how do you get out of this, you know, dangerous situation?
It's just once you take off out of the LZ, just kind of, you know, you don't want to come straight and flat and level. You want to change the heading of the aircraft, the altitude. You want to be high and low. You want to use trees, buildings, man-made objects to mask the aircraft to get away from the bad guys. So, you know, they don't have a constant sight of you to engage you.
So you told me earlier that you flew 6 missions just in the last 2 days. That must be incredibly grueling.
It is stressful. It's hard. The heat, I think today was like 114. It's really hot out here, dusty, sandy, and it does play a toll on you. But we rest up as time permits when we have any time available, and we kind of lay down and catch naps and kind of reset ourselves and get our senses back and go right back after.
So you must be seeing all sorts of injuries. What are the most common that you're encountering?
Most common are gunshot wounds and IED explosives.
And what do you see are the results?
For personnel to survive that is better than it was in the past, but they still have some massive treatments and things that they have to go through. I went on the IED blast about 3 days ago. It was a Humvee, up armor Humvee IED, and I've never seen a Humvee that was so destructive or destroyed from behind.
Oh my goodness.
Like I saw that. The driver had an amputee on his right leg. The passenger, he had multiple lacerations on his body, his legs, his chest, his arms, his face. The other soldier that was in the turret above where they have a 50 cal where they have a weapon system mounted, got thrown out of the Humvee, and he had broken arms, his face, lips, his teeth it was just horrible. Teeth was all chipped up and stuff from the explosive. And it's not a nice sight to see that, especially with your brothers in arms that's out there fighting for us.
I can't even imagine. Jay Hanshaw, I want to thank you so much for joining us here at The Takeaway and also for serving our country. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.